Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media for a final look back at Sunday's win over the Lions.
I appreciate everybody being here. Finishing up the post-action work for the game yesterday, and we're moving into the preparation for the next game against the Cardinals. We'll kind of combine those two things over the next 2 days and try to hit the ground running on Wednesday with a great practice. So what questions do you have?
Touch on defense too much after yesterday's game. Why is this defense, it's just like every week, it's been so consistently strong this year?
Well, we're doing a good job playing hard. Guys have been physical up front. I think we've done a pretty good job in terms of the tackle-to-tackle run game consistently. We've controlled the perimeter stuff generally. There's been some plays here and there, some screens. They hit some screens yesterday. They got some yards. We've kept the ball in the run game pretty much inside lately. The last couple of weeks, nothing's really bounced around us. That's big. I think we've kept the ball in front of us. Deep stuff has been in front of us. There hasn't been too much deep there up till now, so we've got to continue to keep building on that and keep looking for that. People are going to look for opportunities to get shots and big plays against us, so got to keep doing those kind of things. So generally good, sound, hard-playing defense. I think our guys are doing a good job with that.
John, how pleased were you with the way Owe played first time in about a month and just being able to add him to the group of outside linebackers that's already playing at a high level?
Yeah, no, exactly right. He'd had him in there. He's a guy that was jumping at the bit, to be right and be healthy. Came back, played hard, got a sack, was good against the run. Just another good player, really good player, obviously. You want to be full strength. We've got some other guys, that are working their way back as well. So always pulling for those guys to get back and be healthy and be ready to go.
John, keep the defensive league going. Justin Matabike, obviously, had a really good season so far, 5.5 sacks, kind of on pace for career year. What have you seen in his evolution this year that's, to take that next step and kind of continue the progression? What's he doing differently, I guess, from that standpoint?
Well, I think he's continued to grow ever since he's been here. He's always had, a lot of upside for sure. You would see the kind of the dominant plays here and there, and he's made more of those. He's more consistent making more, dominant type plays, whether it's run or pass, more explosive, more consistent with his technique, all those kind of things that you would expect as a player would grow and get better. Who works as hard as he does consistently, you'd expect his play to be more consistent. I think that's what's happened.
John, you see fans talking more and more now about him and Patrick Queen just sort of bumping up their market value week by week. Do you just sort of look at that as a good problem to have for the short term at least?
Yeah, I'm not really thinking about guys' contracts right now. I'm thinking about the next game.
John, the decision to go ahead and take the opening kickoff, how much do you think that ignited the offense, and how often have you done that?
We've done it from time to time. We've had a game or two where we planned on doing it this year and we didn't win the toss, The wind games are a lot of times the wind games when you feel like, you're going to want the wind in the fourth quarter in a close game. That's something that we've taken into consideration. But probably, the added effect in this game was that we started off so hot on offense. The fact that we were able to take the ball down the field the way we did, was just and we were into the wind. So that was a big plus for us. I thought that was kind of made it an irrelevant point. You may have noticed in the third quarter we chose to take the win in the third quarter. Instead of waiting to the fourth quarter, we figured we'd want the win and see if we extend the lead at that point.
John, you guys had 8 passes, I think, 20 yards or more yesterday. How have you seen the deeper passing game evolve sort of this season?
Well, yeah, a lot of that stuff really came open a little more. We had some good little ideas there as far as scheme-wise, but if you run the ball well, we had really good protection, so it gave us time to let some of those routes unfold. Some other games when we had some of those things called, it didn't quite have as much time. All those things kind of go together, and that's what you have to get the ball downfield.
Coach, kind of going along with that, with Lamar, especially thinking about that touchdown to Nelson Aguilar, the patience and poise that he's shown, especially in this last game, what can you say about that?
Yeah, he really does have good pocket presence. He's got a good feel in the pocket. He always has. Sometimes it's almost too much. He'll really hold on to that ball, and I think he trusts his guys, his linemen, to hold on for him. He's protecting the ball well in there for the most part, you know, in terms of there's a balance between you want to protect the ball, number one, no doubt about it, but you also want to extend plays and give guys a chance to get open. And then the ability to move, you know, Lamar's obviously great at moving, and then also I think sensing people around him even outside the pocket and then seeing the receivers downfield. That combination probably showed up yesterday as much as it ever has in terms of the playmaking.
John, you talked about how locked in the guys were in practice all week. Did you expect them to come out firing the way that they did pretty much for all four quarters yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, you always kind of do, you know, and you're kind of disappointed when it doesn't happen and when you practice the way you have. It hasn't just been 1 week of practice. I mean, they've been practicing that way pretty much all along. We haven't really had any practices where I was felt like, hey, this was not a good practice. You know, sometimes you got to crack the whip a little bit, but with these guys, not really. You know, it hasn't really been that way. They've kind of come out every practice and been ready to go. So just got to keep building on that and getting better. Every practice should get better as the season goes on because you're better as a team. If you're locked in and focused, it should continue to improve and build on itself.
Played a lot of snaps, led the team tackles, had the sack. Just what are you seeing from him?
Very productive game by Arthur, no question about it, Ryan. I mean, he was all over the field. I felt like even I told him this. I said, dude, you're getting a little gassed at the end because, you know, he's playing special teams too. And he really was in on a lot of plays, run and pass, blitz, got a sack. So he was really productive, great to see. I think he's really fitting in well with the defense.
John, we saw Lamar's little moment of frustration yesterday after the exchange with Justice. And they've had a couple of those this year. Has it been a different problem with each one, or is there a consistent thing they need to work on? Or?
It's been a different problem with each one, and it is a thing they need to work on, yeah. And that's, you know, you continue to do that. And we have a ball-handling offense. You know, we have a lot of ball-handling in our offense, more than most teams. So it probably is going to show up a little more than other teams. But that just means we have to be that much better at it and that much more aware of it. We want perfection in that area. That's why he was so upset. We all were, you know. I was just as upset because that's not something that we want to have. You know, we want to be perfect in that area.
John, as the season goes on and changes have to happen, right? You brought in Arthur Mollett, you brought in Kyle Rindoy, Danny Clown, and people that were not in the picture in July. Who should get the most credit for bringing those players in? Is it Eric? Is it staff down? I mean, who's doing the dirty work to make those players, get those players in here?
It's a team effort, Bo. It's always a team effort. Everybody deserves credit. Everybody deserves blame. That's your guys', that's your area. That's what you do so well. Assign blame and credit. Give credit where credit is due, right? I mean, Eric's done a great job. And the scouts, for sure, the scouts are the ones who do that. I mean, they're the personnel guys. And I say it all the time, and I'll say it again. I think we have the best in the business here, you know. And it's all of it goes with that. It's contract stuff that, you know, I'm getting asked about over here about contracts and getting asked about, you know, January, you know, who we were looking at in June for players and stuff like that. And I'm just thinking about the Cardinals right now. So I'm trying to keep it simple.
Coach, we saw this visibly from Lamar Jackson, not satisfied, coming to some of the guys on defense, not satisfied even though it was a win. What does that say about where this team is at mentally and emotionally right now?
Well, it says they're right where they should be because how many games have we played so far? 7? All right, so that means we got, 10 more in the regular season? Say we got a lot of work to do.
John, on the Zay, two things on Zay Flowers. What did you guys see that that allowed him to be so open on that first series yesterday?
You know, it's just a function of you just never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to be open. You know, there's certain things that happen on each play. If we had the tape, we could probably go through it, you know, on each play and look at it and see why it may have happened, what coverage it was. Different things happen on different plays.
And then secondly, just how would you describe his, you know, he's had, I think he's got 7 straight games of at least 50 yards each game. The only other guy to do that is Jamar Chase since 1970. How would you describe his grasp of the offense for a guy who's, you know, 7 games into his career?
Right. Well, I would say for 7 games in, yeah, to your point, it's probably as good as it could be. You know, he's really diligent. You know, he's very smart. And yet, you know, he's not anywhere near where he's going to be, you know, in terms of understanding the offense. I mean, he's still learning, you know. He's still figuring out where to line up. You saw it yesterday a few times. He's still learning the nuances of the routes. Greg does a great job with him. Greg Lewis and Keith Williams both do a great job with those guys with all that. But he's doing great. But, you know, He's going to get a lot better, and he needs to get better. And I promise you, he's very determined to keep getting better. He's not thinking about that kind of a stat, which is very cool. But right now, he's just thinking about the Cardinals.
Ronnie Stanley mentioned he channels inner Marshall Yonder to drive on that block through the end zone yesterday, and you praised the offensive lineup of the game. When you watch the tape of the game again, what most impressed you about that group?
I thought the pass protection, you know, that was a really good pass rushing group, Bo. They a very physical group that was going to try to – basically, it's a knockback pass rush, try to constrict the pocket by closing the pocket on the quarterback. They had done it against everybody. They had played really well. And they really weren't able to do it as nearly as much with our offensive line. So that was a big plus for us.
John, in reviewing the film just of Lamar throwing the ball, did, you know, other than buying timing, you know, just how he executed the passing game, did anything stand out to you just – how, you know, from that game, and we're just rewatching the film and his throws.
Yeah, I mean, it all stood out. It's just a combination of things. It was the pass protection. You know, that was a big part of it. I thought the guys ran routes super fast. I mean, when you look at the route running, you'll say, okay, someone came open like maybe Zay or Odell or Bate came open on a crossing route, right? Well, usually a lot of those times, I mean, I remember Zay running a post out of there, or Mark Zay running a post, and Mark running a rail. And so those routes are run with speed. That drains the coverage, and here comes the crossing route across. Those are designs that you hope happen. But for those to happen, the guys who aren't getting the ball have to be running their routes really fast and really effectively to do that. And that's not just – the ball could go to them, too, if the coverage doesn't drain out, you know, if the coverage jumps the crossing route. So everybody just going full speed as hard as they can, trying to do things as right as they can. Every play, I think, just kind of adds up over time, and then guys – hopefully get open, and then the protection needs to hold up, and then Lamar needs to see it. One time he came all the way back, and he hit Bate to the right on a deep end, stop route. It was the fifth read in the progression. He had time to do it. B, he had the wherewithal, you know, the understanding that just he's good enough to get to his fifth read. That's pretty great.
In terms of Lamar's passing, there was a couple of times where it looked like he was going to run, and then kind of put the ball up. You know, I think one to Gus was that way, and Odell was another one. A new wrinkle, how much is like his running ability the element that sets that whole thing up?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working real hard with him on that myself personally, with his running and then throwing late and seeing guys. So I'm really glad I'm kind of taking a lot of pride in that myself as a coach. You know, that's just Lamar. That's Lamar. You know, being Lamar, I think it's one of his just some of his innate talent. How he sees the game is pretty special.
John, did you get any resolution on Tyus Bowser after last week, which I guess was the week he was talking to doctors?
Yeah, no resolution yet. No resolution yet.
Can I finish with another injury question?
I'd rather you didn't, but...
was Keaton Mitchell the only guy to get banged up yesterday, and was that a severe hamstring? Or?
Right. Yes, he was, and it's not a severe hamstring. It'll be week to week. You know, could outside chance for this week, more possible for next week.
John, your players almost unanimously expressed that they were unhappy with parts of their performance and their pursuit of perfection. When you look at the tape, what areas can you kind of point to more specifically for fans that you saw that you're wanting to work on and looking forward to like working into this week?
Yeah, I mean, we got the list is there. You know, it really doesn't need to be publicized. We're working on stuff. You know, it's football stuff. You know, and everybody kind of has their thing too. There's big picture stuff. I've got probably two really big ones that I'm thinking about right now, one on each side of the ball. And then with that, you know, there's kind of a filtering of things all the way across the board. It really is something that it's just part of the process every week, though, you know. And the fact that our guys are bought into that and conscious of that, you know, on a day-to-day basis really makes me feel like they have a chance to really be successful. When you have a group of guys, players, people that think that way, then they're thinking growth mindset. They're thinking that way in terms of we can get better, I need to get better, embracing the imperfection, so to speak. You know, that's a good thing.
John, you've gotten to coach Lamar for a couple of years now. I know you probably handle some of – nothing surprises you when you watch him out there, but thinking back to that touchdown pass to Nelson Aguilar where that play felt like it's going on forever, what are your emotions during that play?
Same as yours probably. I mean, all the fans, you know, I'm like, I can't believe he got flushed out of the pocket. Why wasn't the first route open? Or maybe the route wasn't run the right way somewhere, and I'm mad. And then I'm thinking, well, Lamar's getting away, and some, you know, I'm thinking, find somebody, somebody get open, then the ball goes up as a touchdown, and I scream for joy, you know, inside. I don't want anybody to see that, you know. But it's the same. I will say this, in the red zone especially, everywhere, defensive perspective, the extended play is real. You know, it's something you have to actually prepare to stop. And the teams that do it better are the teams that are tougher to defend. So the ability to defend those are big, but the ability to extend plays and make plays after the first play doesn't quite work the way you want it to is a massive part of football. So that's what happened on that play. It was the extended play. Lamar and Nelson did a great job with it. So that's what you really – that's part of the – it's part of the planned, unplanned offense, okay? So it's planned to be unplanned sometimes, and then you hope your guys can make the most of it.
John, now we're finished with all the London questions. Now you're going out the other way, out to Arizona. Is travel fatigue, is that a concern? I mean, is that real? And do you do anything in planning this week to do anything different because you know you're going to be going to another time zone again?
Right. It's all state of mind, Jameson. It's all state of mind, you know. It's real if you make it real, you know. But we're going to go out there on Friday, like we always do, on those West Coast trips. And our guys will be ready to roll Sunday.
How about getting them amped up to play a team that is just one win on the year?
Yeah, I shouldn't have to. I mean, all you got to do is watch the tape, and you see how physical they are, how tough they are, how competitive they are for a team. And if we haven't learned that if we have anybody on our team that doesn't understand how the NFL works, I'd be really disappointed, you know. That's something that would really be a disappointment. And I don't think I'm going to be disappointed that way.
John, I think you guys may lead the league in sacks. What do you see been the improvement for you guys to get to that goal there? And have you been surprised with the play of Kyle Van Noy?
Right. All good questions. Kyle Van Noy, not surprised. Seen it for so many years, impressed. You know, you'd be a little older and they start saying you can't do it anymore. And Kyle does take that personally, by the way. You know, and it's probably part of what fuels him. The same thing with J.D. Clowney. You know, to see those guys do that is really cool. But then you've got the young guys who, you know, people are questioning whether they, you know, can play, you know, and they've got something to prove. So we always appreciate players and coaches that feel like they have something to prove. And it all goes hand-in-hand in terms of the sacks. I mean, you know, coverage is part of that. Opportunity is part of that, you know. Sometimes, you know, offense helps. Offense gets the lead, forces them to throw the ball more, and you get more opportunities. All those things kind of go together.
Hey, John, yesterday after the game you said that kind of win creates a vision of what your team can be. How important is it going forward for, you know, coaches to talk about yesterday's game or players to draw on yesterday's game, knowing how successful they can be on a single game basis, you know, going forward?
Right. Well, it is important because, you know, success does breed success. And when you – confidence is kind of like – real confidence is based on having proven to yourself that you can actually do it. It's one thing to believe in yourself and know that the potential is there. It's another thing to get out there and, you know, sink a shot and know that you can, you know. And, you know, once you – if you've ever been on the free throw line, you know, with the game on the line, like in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, whatever, you know, and you had to make a shot, I mean, you know, when you make it, you feel a little bit better about yourself, don't you? You know you can because you did. So that kind of is true for everything, and it's even true for NFL players at the highest level.
All right.
All right, great. Thanks.